Okay. So this past Shabbos is Shabbos Parshas Ekev. Pasuk says in Kapitel Yud, Pasuk Yedayim, Ki Hashem Elekeichem Hu Elekeihu Elohim Va'adoneihu Adoneim Hakel Hagadol Hagiba V'Hanoira. Hashem is the great, mighty, and awesome God. Asher lo yisafonim lo yikach sheichat. He does not give favor, and he does not take bribery. So the Gemara says. So Gemara, I believe in Sechtes Brachos, the Gemara says that the angels, the Malachi Asharas, ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Heichat Anoisim Ponim LeYisrael, how do you give B'nai Yisrael favor? You wrote in your Torah, Asher Lo Yisrael Ponim LeYikach Sheichat. You wrote in your Torah that you don't give favor and you don't take bribery. So why do you? How do you give B'nai Yisrael favor? So Hashem answers, Heich Lo Yisrael Lahem Ponim, how can I not give them favor? I wrote in my Torah, in Parshas Ekev, I wrote in my Torah, you shall eat and you'll be satiated and you will bless Hashem your God. Meaning that there's only an obligation to bench when one is satiated. V'heim machmirim al atamam, and V'nei Yisrael are stringent upon themselves, ad kezayis v'ad kebeya. And they bench, even when they only had either a kezayis, the size of an olive, or a kebeah, the size of an egg. So how can I not give them favor when they go beyond the letter of the law to bench, even when all they have is a kezayis or a kebeah? So I find the Gemara very difficult, because the Gemara's, Hashem's answer makes the question even more difficult. B'nai Yisrael were asking, the angels were asking, how can you give B'nai Yisrael favor? You write in your Torah that you don't give people favor. So Hashem answers, well, how can I not give them favor? They bribe me. That's basically what Hashem is saying. They bench even when they don't need to bench. So basically, the angels were only asking Akasha from the first part of the pasuk. How can you give them favor? It says in the pasuk, Ashalayisa upon him. And Hashem answers, they bribe me by benching when they're not obligated to. So what about the rest of the pasuk? Ashalayikasha. Hashem doesn't accept bribery. Another kasha is, what does it mean that they machmirim al atzmon ad kezayis ad kebeah? They're machmir upon themselves until a kezayis, until a kebeah. Well, once you bench for a kezayis, obviously you have to bench for a kebeah. A kebeah, the size of an egg, is bigger than the size of an olive. So why does Gemara have to mention ad kezayis ad kebeah? There's a Mishnah at the end of Tainus that talks about the yontif that just passed. The Yontif of Tu B'Av. Chamisha also B'Av, the 15th day of Av. The Mishnah says, Mishnah in Masechtas Tainis, Dav Chav Vav Amud Beis. Amar Amar Shimon Ben Gamliel, says Amar Shimon Ben Gamliel, Vayahoyu Yomim Toivim L'Yisrael, Kechamisha also B'Av Achiyama Kippurim. There weren't such holidays by Klal Yisrael as joyous as the 15th day of Av and like Yom Kippur. Shemehem benoisi Yerushalayim yoitzes b'chalei lovan she'ulen. On those days, the daughters of Yerushalayim would go out with white garments that they borrowed. Why did they borrow them? Shloi levayish es misha'enlo, because they didn't want to embarrass someone who didn't own their own. So everyone went out with borrowed garments. These daughters of Yerushalayim would go out and they would dance in the vineyards. What would they say? young man, Sana Enecha, lift your eyes, and look what you're choosing for yourself. Al titen enecha benoy, don't focus on beauty. Tein enecha b'mishpacha, focus on family. Sheker hachein v'hevel ayoji. Beauty is false. This Mishnah is very, very difficult to understand. Why is it Chamisha Asar Ba'av that they went out? And this is how we do Shidduchim? Girls go out and dance and tell the boys to watch? And we do this on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur and on Chamisha Asar Ba'av? Can't be that this is to be taken literally. There must be something much deeper going on here. And then why do they say Bachur, young man? Was there only one man standing there? They should have said Bachurim, young men. Suna and Suna Einechem, lift your eyes. They should be speaking in the plural. Why are they speaking in the singular? So I'd like to suggest we can understand this based on a word I once said a while ago. By the Seder, by the Haggadah, we mentioned that the wicked son, the Ben Arosha, says, "Ma avid al zois lachem, what is this service to you?" And we derive from his words, "Lachem v'loiloi," that he means to say to you and not for himself. And we give him a very hard time. We tell him, "Baruch zeh os Hashem li v'tesim Mitzrayim, because of this Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. Li v'loiloi, only me, not him. Had he been there, he wouldn't have been liberated." Now the difficulty is, the Mefarshim ask, is that the answer that the Baal HaGadah gives for the Ben HaRasha is really not the answer that the Torah says to give to the Rasha. The answer that we give the Rasha really is the answer we're supposed to give the She'ena Yedei Elisha, the child that doesn't know how to ask. If you look into the HaGadah, it's the same pasuk. You answer for the She'ena Yedei Elisha, you answer for the Ben HaRasha. Ba'arzeh also Hashem leave v'taseh me'Mitzrayim, because of this Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. Why did the Baal HaGadah use the answer of the She'ena Yedei Elisha to answer the Rasha? Now there's a pasuk in Parshas Bo'i. The pasuk says, Hashem says to Moshe, "Daber no ba'oznei ha'am, please speak in the ears of the nation, yeshalu." They should borrow. They should go borrow the golden and silver vessels from the Egyptians. And Rashi says, "Daber no ba'oznei ha'am," it says, "Please speak to the nation." So the Rashi, "Ein no eloshem bakosh." Hashem was begging. Hashem was begging Bnei Yisrael to go borrow from the Egyptians. Why? Because I'm afraid Avraham Avinu is going to have kindness on me, says Hashem. He's going to complain. You observed your word when you said that you're going to enslave them. You're going to afflict them. That for that you kept your word. But when you said that afterwards they're going to leave with great treasures, that you didn't fulfill. So I don't want Avraham Avinu to have any complaints. So go tell them to borrow silver and gold vessels. And everybody asked the kasha. And if Avraham Avinu wouldn't complain, Hashem doesn't have to keep his word. Hashem only has to keep his word because Avraham Avinu is going to complain. So I suggest we can understand this with a story. There's a story that the Heiliger Rebbe Melech of Lizhensk. Oh, I didn't record it. I'm going to record it there. Rebbe Melech of Lizhensk is sent his son, Reb Lozer, to spend the Shabbos by the Pinchas Lekoritzer. Reb Pinchas Lekoritzer was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. And the Rebbe Meilach wanted his son, Reb Lozer, to experience a Shabbos in the court of Pinchas Lekoritzer. For whatever reason, Reb Pinchas Lekoritzer decided that Shabbos that he was not going to show any signs of greatness. He conducted himself that Shabbos as any simple Jew. And Reb Lozer, who traveled from a great distance to be with him for Shabbos, was very disappointed. He felt that his trip was almost for naught. And that's the whole Shabbos went by, Friday night, Shabbos day, and he wasn't able to see anything that he could possibly take home with him. So when Shal HaShudas came, and this continued with his simple avodah. So in the middle of Shal HaShudas, Reb Lozer gave a krecht, he gave a sigh, said, Oy Tata, referring to Hashem, Oy Tata. So at which point the Pinchas said to him, V'dil malav avivu, which means maybe he's not your father. So it's a lashon of the Gemara, Pesachta Schulin. V'dil malav avivu, maybe he's not your father. Maybe. How do you know Hashem's your father? Maybe Hashem's not your father. Reb Lozer didn't answer. After Shabbos, He bid farewell to the Pinchas Lekoritzer, and Reb Lozer traveled back to his father, the holy Reb Meilach. When he got home, Reb Meilach asked him, tell me something that you saw by the holy Reb Pinchas. So Reb Lozer said to him, I didn't see anything. It was quite a waste of a Shabbos. So Reb Meilach said, Doch, maybe something. So he said, I gave a krecht, and I said, Oy Tata. And the Pinchas said to me, V'dil malav avivu. He said, maybe he's not your father. So the mother said to him, what did you answer him? She said, I didn't answer. So the mother said to his son, Reb Lozer, you should have answered him that it says in the Pasuk, Sha'al avicha v'yageidcha, which literally means ask your father and he will tell you. But the Rebbe Meilach said that Sha'al Avicha means, the word Sha'al besides ask could also mean borrow. Sha'al Avicha, borrow a father. Memahatnish kantata, bok mezachatata. When you don't have a father, you borrow a father. That was what the Rebbe Meilach told him. So I don't dare to suggest that I understand what the Rebbe Meilach meant, but I'd like to offer a suggestion. And that is that we know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is our father, and that he loves us more than any father loves their child. We can't even imagine how much the Rebbeinu Shel Olam loves us. And as a result, whatever the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives us, whatever he doesn't give us, whatever happens to us, everything the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sends our way, we need to know is coming from a loving father. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is definitely doing so for our benefit. We might not understand it, but we know that this is true. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is our father. However, there are times when we don't feel it. We don't feel the fatherhood of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Quite the contrary. Sometimes it seems that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam hates us. It would seem that no father could do the things that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does to us. And it is in those times that the Rebbeinu Meilach is telling us that if you don't have a father, meaning if you feel disconnected, you don't feel like you have a father, you have to borrow a father. Meaning we have to borrow the concept that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is our father. Meaning that even when we don't feel it, we have to, and we, meaning that we don't have it. We don't feel like we own it. We have to borrow it. We have to talk about it as if we felt it. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Hemanti ki adaber." I believed. You know why I believe? Because I talk about it. When we talk about how the Rebbeinu Shlom loves us and how the Rebbeinu Shlom is our father and how he, that whatever he does, kol ma'ada od rachmana l'tavavad, whatever Hashem does is for the best and for our benefit. The more we talk about it, the more we own it. So even though we don't, we feel that we don't own it, even though we feel that we're disconnected, we have to borrow it. Sha'al avicha. Borrow the father. Borrow the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlom is your father. At the end, you'll own it. So, I believe that the Rechush Gadol, that the tremendous treasure that the Rebbeinu Shlom was referring to when he spoke to Avraham Avinu, when he told Avraham Avinu that his descendants will be enslaved and afflicted in a land that isn't theirs for 400 years, when Hashem told Avraham Avinu, "Va'achrechen yetzu b'rechush gadol," afterwards they will leave with tremendous treasure. The Rebbeinu Shlom was referring to emuna, that we are going to come out of Mitzrayim with tremendous emuna. The emuna that Yetzias Mitzrayim gave us is something that we have until this very day. If you look in the Ramban at the end of Parshas Boy, Yetzias Mitzrayim serves as the foundation of our Amuna. When Hashem gives us the mitzvah of Amuna, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, I am Hashem your God, Hashem introduces himself as Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Asher Hoitzei Sicha Me'aret Mitzrayim. I took you out of Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim serves as the base, as the foundation of our Amuna. And that Amuna is something that we treasure. It's something that has gotten us through everything that we've gone through throughout all these thousands of years. And that's all thanks to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Afterwards, they will leave with tremendous, tremendous wealth. The wealth of Emuna. And that Emuna comes to us when we don't feel it. When we don't feel that Rebbeinu Shlom is love, when we don't feel that Rebbeinu Shlom is our father, yet we borrow it. We borrow the term that he's our father because we don't feel it. And by borrowing it and talking about it, it becomes our own. And the truth is that we really do own it. We might not feel that we own it. So when we're borrowing it and we're talking about it, take it out. When we borrow it and we talk about it, it really is ours. Because we each and every yid has it. We have it within ourselves. It's a yerusha. It's an inheritance that we have from our Avos HaKadoshim. Emuna is something that every yid has inherently, whether we feel it or not. And this, I believe, is what the pasuk is telling us in this week's parsha, Parshas Eker. The pasuk says, "Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyeh Umayimach." We know that Elokecha is Midas Hadin. When the Rebbeinu Shlom conducts himself with us with the attribute of justice, and we don't feel his love, Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei is Hashem's name of Chesed, His kindness. When we feel His love, we feel the fatherhood. And the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Ma Hashem Alekecha, the fact that even the Midas Hadin is Havaya, that even when the Rebbeinu Shlom conducts Himself with us with Midas Hadin, that it's really Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shoyel Meimach, you can borrow that from within you, because it's inside of you. You can borrow it from yourself. So, the Rebbeinu Shlom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber Nova Oznayom, I beg you, speak to the nation. The nation that is in Memtesh Ari Tumah, they're in 40, they have fallen to the 49th level of Tumah. They don't feel the Amunah. They've just gone through years and years of slavery and affliction. They don't feel the fatherhood. But I beg you, tell them, V'yishalu, tell them to borrow. Tell them to borrow the Amunah inside of themselves. Tell them to talk about it. Tell them to talk about how the Rebbeinu Shlom loves them. Why? Because I promised Avraham Avinu, v'achrechen yetzu b'rechush gadol. That b'rechush gadol is the amunah. The amunah that is brought about through borrowing it, even when you don't feel that you own it. You have to borrow the Father. If you don't feel it, you have to borrow it. But then there are those that are she'eino yedei alishol. There are those that don't know how to borrow. There are those that feel so lowly. They feel so afflicted. They feel so distant. They don't feel the fatherhood of the Rebbeinu Shlom, and they just don't feel that they can borrow. They don't feel it, that they have it within themselves. And the Rebbeinu Shlom tells us in the Torah, what do you do? What do you tell the person? What do you tell the person that doesn't know how to borrow? Tell them, this is why Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim, only because I had the ability to borrow it, even when I didn't feel it. That's why He took me out of Mitzrayim. And so when you have a Rasha that says, Ma avayda azayis lachem, what is this service to you? How can you celebrate a geula when the Rebbeinu Shlom afflicts us and enslaves us? Ah, he's a she'eino yedei alishol. He must not know how to borrow. Since he doesn't know how to borrow, we have to tell him, Baruzeh also Hashem li b'teisim in Mitzrayim. We have to tell the Rasha, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim because I was able to borrow. Because even though I didn't own it, I was able to borrow it. But Ilu Hayasham, had you been there and you wouldn't have been able to borrow it, you wouldn't have been able to leave. That was my car. 1 second. And get the cord, because it's low battery. Cord. Now the Oy Yisrael, Hedig Abter Rav, says on this Mishnah that we spoke about before, the Hoy Yom Taivim Yisrael Kachamisha Asa Ba'av, that there were no Yom Taivim for Klal Yisrael like the 15th day of Av. Says the after of that the way we're supposed to read it is that there's no yontif for Klal Yisrael like the 15th letter of the Aleph Beis. Which is the 15th letter of the Aleph Beis? The letter Samach. The round letter. The after of has his approach as to what that means and how he interprets that. And I'd like to offer another approach, what it means that that it's sorry, 1 second.
There we go.
What it means that the that there is no yontif like the 15th letter of the aleph is like the letter samach. What I believe it means is that although we talk about the fact that we believe that whatever the Rebbeinu Shlom does is good, he's our father and he loves us, and no matter, even though it seems bad, we don't know, we don't have the big picture. We don't know the big picture. But we know that whatever Hashem does is for our benefit. When there's going to be a time, hold on 1 second, please, I'm sorry. It's not charging.
Is it plugged
in? It should.
I'm trying to know.
Should make sure it's pushed in enough. Turn it over. Try it. Now,
plug it in again.
No, it's not charging. Now it's charging. No, it doesn't reach. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to take this over to the computer. Okay, detach it from the plug. Detach it from the plug over here. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yitzchak. 1 second. I'll be right with you. I've got a low battery here. There we go. Now it's starting. All right, I'm back with you. I'm sorry. So there's going to be a time that everything is going to come full circle, meaning that we're going to get the entire picture. Right now, we're dealing with half the circle. We don't see the whole picture, but when everything comes full circle, and we will be able to see the entire picture in hindsight, it will become clear to us how everything was for our benefit. I believe that the pasuk in the beginning of our parsha, the Hoya Ekev Tishmun as a Mishpatim Ha'ila, is telling us that even the Mishpatim is a reference to the Dinim, to all the difficult things that we've gone throughout all of these years of Galus. The Hoya Ekev at the end, Tishmun as a mishpatim ha'ela. We'll be able to understand all of these mishpatim. Everything will come full circle. But even now, when we don't see the full circle, when we don't see how everything has come full circle and how everything is l'tayve, but we believe that the Rebbeinu Shlom has it all, that Rebbeinu Shlom is doing everything for our benefit. The day that a Yid comes to that realization, lo hayu yomim tovim li Yisrael, There is no such joyous day for Klal Yisrael, like the day that the Yid comes to the realization that it's a Samach. The Rebbeinu Shlalom has it all figured out. It's even though it looks to us like it's, we don't see the whole picture, but we know it's going to come full circle. That, I believe, is represented by the letter Samach. Now there's a Rashi in Parshas Vayechi on the Pasuk Mishom Roya Evan Yisrael. Rashi says that the word Evan is comprised of two words, Av Ben, father, son. And I'd like to borrow the term. And if Evan is Av Ben, then Lavan is Lev Ben. Lev Ben, the heart of a child. The heart of a child knows that his father loves him. And even when the heart of a Yid doesn't feel it, but we know it and we believe it. Even though when we don't feel that we own it, we borrow it. So on Chamisha Asar Ba'alef Beit, after we've gone through Tisha B'Av and we sat on the ground and we mourned the destruction of the Bate HaMikdash and we mourned the fact that we're in Golas for 2,000 years, immediately afterwards comes a day where we're supposed to focus on Chamisha Asar Ba'alef Beit. We're supposed to focus on the letter Samach. That one day this is all going to come full circle and we're going to understand how all of this was for our Tov, how all of this was coming from our loving Father. And so, B'nois Yerushalayim, which is a reference to Klal Yisrael, on this day of Chamisha Asar Ba'alef Beis, when we come to the realization that the Rebbeinu Shloilom loves us, and the time is going to come that it's going to come full circle. And we go out and we create a circle. But we go out with clay love on she'ulin. We go out with knowing that we have love on it. So we go out with the heart of a son. And even though we don't own it, she'ulin, we borrow it. In order not to embarrass someone who doesn't feel it. We talk about it. We talk about the Emunah. We talk about the fact that we believe Emunah Shalem and the Kama Adavad Rachman al-Tavavim. We talk about the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalem is our loving Father. And everything that He does is for our good. It's Klei Lav on She'ulim. It's the Lev Ben, it's the heart of a son. That even though we don't feel it, we borrow it. And we talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's why we don't talk in the plural. We talk in the singular, Bachur. The Rebbeinu Shalom is called Bachur. Bachur who? We say by Pesach night. Bachur, Sana Enecha, lift your eyes. Urei mi ata boir lach, and look what kind of a holy nation you have chosen. Don't focus on people who have achieved their amunah through their own investigation. Focus on the fact that each and every one of us has an inherent amunah from our avos hakadoshim, and that's why we're able to borrow from within ourselves. We're able to borrow from within ourselves that amunah. We all possess that amunah, whether we feel it or not. It's klei lavan she'ulim. We have the heart of a child that even though we don't feel it, we know it. Perhaps this is why we feed an oval, Rachmana Litzlan, somebody who's sitting Shiva, we feed him eggs. It's well known that we're supposed to feed him something round. The literal understanding is because just to remember that this is the cycle of life. But perhaps there's something much deeper. When a person is an oval and they're feeling the Midas Adin, we have to remember the Samach. That one day, the day is going to come that all of this is going to come full circle. We're going to understand how this is coming from a loving Father. We're going to understand how this is Havaya. It's not Alekecha. Or that Alekecha is actually Havaya. Mo Hashem Alekecha Shoyel Meimach. It's the Samach. And even though things are bitter as an olive, as Chazal used the term Zayas to describe bitterness, Meroidim Kizayas. It's a Samach. It's all going to come full circle. One day we're all going to understand. I saw in the Siddur Shalom ring from the Yisod HaAvodah, Moira de Gevart. If I wouldn't see it in the Yisod HaAvodah, I would have said it's Apikarsis. But he says that if a Yid is Mekabel, if a Yid accepts with love everything that Hashem sends his way, whether it's good, whether it seems bad, Whatever Hashem sends his way, the Yid accepts it in love, knowing that it comes from his Father in heaven. Then mida keneged mida, that measure for measure, says the Yisod HaAvodah. No matter how that Yid conducts himself toward Hashem, whether he does mitzvahs or he does averis, the Rebbeinu Shlom has to accept it. He has to accept it with love. That's what he says. He says, since the Yid accepts everything that Hashem does to him, whether it's good or bad, then Hashem has to accept everything the Yid sends him, whether it's good or bad. Tolo Azach, say such a thing. Mida keneged mida. And I believe this is what the Rebbeinu Shlom was telling the angels. When the angels were asking, Hechal tanois apanam liYisrael, how do you give Klal Yisrael favor? And Hashem answers the angels, I wrote in my Torah, Yochalta v'savato, Iverachus Hashem alekecha. I wrote in the Torah that when you eat and you're satiated, then you should bless Hashem. Which means that when you're satiated, means that you get all the goodness from Hashem. Mehi machmirim al atzmom ad kizayis v'ad kibayah. And they're machmir upon themselves, and they bless me, even when things are as bitter as an olive, and even when I give them the eggs of Avelim, they still bless me. And if they bless me, when I give them bitterness, and when I give them mourning, they bless me, then I, midah keneged midah, I'm not giving them any extra favor. I'm not accepting any bribery. This is justice. They accept from me, they take it from me. No matter what I give them, I need to take from them whatever they give me. That's why Tisa Hashem Panavei Lecha. That's why Hashem lifts his face towards us. And that's why the Benoisi Yerushalayim say to the Rebbeinu Shlom, Bachar, Sona Einecha. Lift your eyes. Take a look at the Benoisi Yerushalayim, at your Heilig Klal Yisrael, that their Choylois Bikramim. They're making a samach out of everything that you give them because they know that it's going to come full circle one day. They know that everything you send them is l'tov. And even though we don't feel it, we know it. It's klei lov and shulim. We borrow it because Hashem alekecha shoyel me'imach. We borrow it from within ourselves because we have it within us inherent. Well, they wish to help him. That we should be zeichen. To borgen the tata, to borrow our father. Even though we don't feel it. To know that there's a samach. That the day will come, it's going to be chamisha asar ba'alav beis. The day of Ahoya Ekev Tishmuras HaMishpatim Ha'ila, at the end, we're going to understand all of the Mishpatim, all the difficulties that we're going through. We're going to understand it. May we be zoichet to that day. The Korev, V'vias Mashiach Tzedkenu, V'meheira B'yameinu Amen. Thank you all for joining us.
Very nice.
Oh yeah, Kavaldik.
Shkoyach.